Indra-dasya-yanam-dana-salakaya Chakshadun-vinitam-jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishnatastaya Bhutale Sri Vati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namene. Namaste Saraswati Devi O Radha Nipacharine Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Pashtatya Desatarine. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadharo Siddha Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Karoti Vachana Pangulangai Tegim Yetki Thatam Hangmane Sri Guru Nitainam Paramanam Varam Sri Chaitanya Ishmaram Adio Tatsat. I have the verse. Eighteen. 18, 5 and 6.
I'm reading from Bhagavad Gita series by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Bhagavad Gita.
Jai. 18 chapter, verse, text 5. Yagya dana tapa karma. Tatyajam karjam eva tat. Yagyo danam tapas chaiva. Bhavanami manisinam. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. Purport. The yogi should perform acts for the advancement of human society. There are many purificatory processes for advancing a human being to spiritual life. The marriage ceremony, for example, is considered to be one of these sacrifices. It is called Vivaha Yagya. Should a sannyasi who is in the renounced order of life and who has given up his family relations encourage the marriage ceremony? The Lord says here that any sacrifice which is meant for human welfare should be never be given up. Vivaha Yagya. The marriage ceremony is meant to regulate the human mind so that it may become peaceful for spiritual advancement. For most men, this Vivaha Yagya should be encouraged, even by persons in the renounced order of life. Sannyasi should never associate with women, but that doesn't mean that one who is in the lower stages of life, a young man, should not accept a wife in the marriage ceremony. All prescribed sacrifices are meant for achieving the supreme law. Therefore, in the lower stages, they should not be given up. Similarly, charity is for the purification of the heart. If charity is given to suitable persons, as described previously, it leads one to advance spiritual life. Translation again. Yeah. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls.
Hari Om Tat Sat. I usually read this verse during the marriage ceremony, but I chose to read it now, not for the, like it said, the sacrifice, the charity, yagya dana, what else? And penance. That now is the time at the last day of the Purushottam month. This is a good opportunity to give some charity. So the idea is that charity, sacrifice, penance, they are never to be given up. We are always to perform. So, of course, here it says the right person. So, like sometimes someone goes and begs to the cars, or they want some money for buying wine or something. So they're not really a suitable people. I feel with some disrespect might throw them some money. Giving to worthy brahmanas and vaishnavas and aditi, this is something which is very auspicious. So here the thing is giving to a worthy person, that we should try to give to a worthy person, or like giving to the temple, giving to Krishna, obviously a worthy somehow giving to the worthy people is always recommended. I was told by Srila Prabhupada, whenever I go to visit, I have this one senior Vaishnava who was the brother of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I should always give him at least 51 rupees. At that time, well, 51 was like a respectable gift. So the idea was we should always give something to the senior Vaishnava. Like that, when we go to see the deity, actually we should give some form of our charity, whether apple or grains or ghee or something, or, you know, if nothing else, money. Like during our Rath Yatra festival here in New Dwarka, I'm sure they spend, I don't know, 50,000 or more. So, giving some charity for the Rath Yatra, for the festivals, this is important to be done. We get sponsors in Mayapur for the feast. We used to charge everybody $200 a head. And then we saw that people resented being charged that this is our home, we're giving money, we're collecting for the big temple. At that time, we were collecting something. We just thought, well, let's try it. Let's do it free and get sponsors for the prasadam, etc. So, we are able to somehow make up of the prasadam by sponsors. So every day we read out the sponsor's name, you know, a big picture of some deity in Mayapur. And this way we have somehow the festival gets sponsored. Also, Kavi Chandra Maharaj, he usually goes around and collects some donation for the Ashanti Poor. So, now is the auspicious time. Now, today is the 13th. It's the last day of the Purushottam month. So it's an auspicious day. It's also next Sunday is the Akshaya Tritiya. It's an auspicious day. So giving and charity, it's not restricted. It's something that should not be given up. Giving charity, giving, doing some penance, or doing some sacrifice. So the devotees, they are always doing this penance, sacrifice, charity, and it's part of our life. So the grihasthas, it mentions here about the Vidaha Yoga. Actually, the grihasthas, they have the opportunity to feed sannyasis. I was present with Srila Prabhupada one time in Mumbai. He went to one house of a grihastha. Prabhupada was very old and he was like late 70s, early 80s, in his age. But he would tell the grihasthas who were much younger than him that we sannyasis, we are just like children. And you are like our mother and father. You take care of us. So although he was old enough to be their father, but he took the role like that, that he was a child. So in this way, Prabhupada was a very he was a very gracious guest. He also said, oh, I had no hunger, but I was just by smelling your prasadam, I'm feeling some hunger. So in this way, he made the lady of the house very grateful. So I was so stupid that the only thing I had to say Prabhupada said Mahavasari Govinde. And I asked him, can I come and chant Sri Vijayal? Then I realized, I realized what a stupid thing to say. And that is not thunder, sir. Prabhupada was very kind to all the grihasthas. He would go and take prasadam at their house and he'd visit them. Generally speaking, people would miss a chance of giving to a saintly person. So he would make it extremely easy for the life members, for the vegetarians to take him as a guest. In fact, I heard I think it was Africa or somewhere, everyone who became a life member, he would agree to eat at their house. So, but from his point of view, he turned to us and said, well, see, they're taking me as guests to their house, and they're contributing whatever it was, the life membership fee at the time. So, of course, eating the very rich prasad every day was quite difficult for the devotees, but this was the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he would accept the charity from the grihasthas. There's a story that one of the followers of Lord Chaitanya was a Brahmachari. I still come by around for you. Huh? Right? Oh. Still come by around for you. So, he had the system that he would go to 5 houses a day. Whatever he collected from 5 houses, that's what he would eat. If they didn't give him anything, he wouldn't eat anything. Whatever he got, he wasn't like most Brahmacharis. They'll take from as many houses as it takes to get a certain quantity. But he had the system. Whatever it was, from 5 houses, he would collect. So sometimes, there was one house he went to, the grihastha said, the wife called, Prabhu, there's one mendicant here, one brahmachari. He said, okay, well, give him the ashes from our chula, our fire. So ashes have no value unless you want to plant some banana trees or something. So it was like, get lost, we'll give you ashes. But Sukumar Maharaj thought, well, it's better to give ashes than nothing. At least they'll benefit. So he said, okay, give ashes, but quick talking about give it. Because at least in giving, and they have to gather it together and carry it and give it over. They would, by the effort, they would benefit something. So he said, okay, give ashes. So like this, every day would go by, he collects from five people. So one day he was walking with his bag, and usually the people would give those things that they didn't want, they had no use for. So they give him some broken flat rice, broken rice. And so Lord Chaitanya at that time, he saw Sukumar Ramachandran. He said, "Oh, what do you have in your bag?" He said, "Oh, nothing." And then he forcefully grabbed the bag and looked. "Oh, chira, flat rice, my favorite." And then there's a big tug of war. "Oh, for you, I'll collect some good stuff." And for himself, he had a restriction. Five houses, whatever he collected. But for Lord Chaitanya, he could collect. And he'd write Pandit, please give. So he would get good stuff. But Lord Chaitanya, "No, what's good for you is good for me." So no. And he said, "No, it's not good enough for you. It's not good enough. It's broken. It's And forcefully Lord Chaitanya grabbed the chira and took it and he ate it. "It's very good." So just like the pastime of the friend Sudama Vipra, who gave Krishna, he had brought to Krishna some chira, some flat rice, they call in Gujarati, or fahu, or poha. So, but when he saw the opulent surroundings that Krishna lived in Dwarka, with palaces and gold and jewels, he thought, "What? Why not offer this flat rice? This is very insufficient, very meager." So he didn't want to offer. But Lord Krishna said, "Oh, what have you brought for me? You brought this for me?" And he forcefully took it. "Oh, chira! I love chira." And he ate. A good thing to offer to the deities, chira. Krishna likes. So he would take. Of course, Krishna doesn't really care for what we offer, but he cares about the offering of the devotion, the love which the devotees give. So it's not. In one time, a Krishna appeared in the kitchen, and there was a lady. She was making a Vaishnavi. She was making up the plate, so she got so excited. Krishna himself came, and he said, "Please give me something." So she filled there, and in her excitement, she gave the feel, and Krishna eating the feel. I said, "Oh no, I gave the feel. Please take the vera." He said, "I don't care about the feel, vera. It's your enthusiasm, it's your devotion that I appreciate. So, like that, Krishna appreciates our mood of service. Bhava Grahi Janardhanam. One of Krishna's names is Bhava Grahi. He takes the mood, the vow, and he accepts Bhava Grahi. And this is what he likes. So if the devotee comes and offers some charity or some service, in any very simple service, but that service, if it's offered with love and devotion, Krishna appreciates, he likes it. Actually, it's that other verse. Whatever you give in charity, give as an offering to me. So, yad karoshi, yad dadasi. So, like that, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the chira from the Sukumbhar Ramachari. Also, Lord Chaitanya, he went after the standoff, the civil disobedience with the Chandrakazi. He went to the house of Kolaracha Sridhar, the banana salesman. And there, that house is known as Visrama Stala, is the place of resting. We usually go there on our Anandit Prakrama, and we take some rest. And there the devotees, usually the sannyasis, they perform some drama. So it's a place of where we rest. So there Lord Chaitanya, he said, "I'm thirsty. I want some water." But Kolaracha, he had only one cracked iron pot. So Lord Chaitanya, "Oh, here's a good vessel. Let me take some water." But he said, "No, no, this is not suitable for you. A cracked iron pot. Maybe it was rusty, I don't know." He said, I'll borrow a good pot from our neighbor." Well, Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, whatever my devotee uses is good enough for me." So, again, there was a tug of war. But Lord Chaitanya forcibly took the iron pot and he drank some water. So like this, Lord Chaitanya, he appreciated the austerities of his devotees. He also appreciated the devotees. He would take from the devotees. So, this is the kindness and a good nature of Lord Chaitanya that he took from the devotees. Also in Krishna Leela, there was a Krishna went to Mithila, and there he met the king. I think the king's name was Vogalasra, and he met one Ravana, Sutatha or something. So Krishna divided into two, and one of Krishna went to the king, and one went to the Ravana. So the king, he gave a royal reception. Then, all the works, the royal reception.
27 Gurumanas, Yat Karosi, Yaras Nasi, Yat Yudosi, Dadasi Yat, Yat Tapasas Kaunteya, Tat Kuruswa, Madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, or give away.
Slowly, loud.
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Purport. Thus it is known.
Okay. Is it a long report?
Very short.
Sure,
maybe.
Okay.
Very short. Sure. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live, and therefore he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. This is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day, by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra rounds in his beads. He is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Translation, again.
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me.
Harido, Harido, Harido. So, in general, people tend to be a bit miserly, and they think that, you know, what do I have? This is my sense of gratification. They don't. See, but the devotees, they use everything for Krishna. And in fact, even give to Krishna what they won't accept for themselves. So, like when Krishna was taking, he took the chair of Sudama Vipra one time, two times. He went to take three times, and Rukmini stopped him as the goddess of fortune. So, you see, he collected faith for this is beyond his own capacity. So, if you give him one time, I have to give him like all the wealth in the world. And two times, I have to give him like a wealth equal than you. And three times, if you take, I have to give him more wealth than you, and that's not possible because everything belongs to you. So, twice is enough, please. So, all our capacity is very little. But if we give to Krishna, he takes it, well, if you give 10%, well, he'll reciprocate, he'll give 10%. But Krishna is immense, and we're very limited. So, giving a little bit to Krishna from our side turns out to be a lot. So, somehow or another, everything we do, we should do as an offering to Krishna. In this way, we don't get any karmas. We get spiritual credit. So, this is a highly recommended. And if we do that on the, like the, today is, or during this month, or the Purushottam month, or if you do it on the Akshaya Tritiya, or the Vaishakha month, all these, like this, is 1,000 times what it is, would be in the Kartik month. And Akshaya Tritiya gives fruits until the end of the universe. And Vaishakha is anyway 100 times. So, these are like bonuses. But it's our duty that we should also give everything that's called Nivedanam. So if we give ourselves, that's the Atma Nivedanam. If we give flowers, that's called Pushpanjali or Pushpa Nivedanam. So somehow, if we offer edibles to Krishna, that's Avoga Nivedanam. So like this, somehow or another, we should be offering things to Krishna. It's not that he needs, he don't need it. He doesn't need it actually. But we need to give. It's to our benefit to actually give to Krishna. And Krishna's so kind that he gives us back more than what we got. We were who was it? I have read this the glories of the Purushottam month, that a son of one, he had no children and no money, because in his previous life he was a miser. He wasn't giving away in charity. So he was told by his wife, anyway, you must not have given charity in your previous life, and therefore we are poor. So then he asked some Rishi what to do. So that Rishi told him, you should observe the Purushottam month, and this way you'll be getting some benefit. So because he gave charity and he did some austerities and penances in the month of Purushottam, he got enough economic development in this life, and he was able to go back to Krishna in the next life. So, of course, the people in general, they like to hear, oh, I'll get some economic development. This thing is very sweet to them, because most people, they're eager to get some money or in this lifetime. But actually, to the real thing is to be able to go back to Krishna, or to develop our love for Krishna. So that also comes more easily in this month. Of course, for the devotees, like Vyuhati and others, they're doing all 365 days a year. So they get love of Krishna, they get devotion easily. But others, they may not always do equal devotional service. So if at least they, on these very special months, they're inspired to do something, it goes to their credit. So that's why we are given these special periods. Of course, the best thing is one should mold their whole life, as it says in this verse. Everything we do, everything we eat, we should do as an offering to Krishna. So we should eat a Krishna prasad. We should give a charity in the name of Krishna. So sometimes, like in India, it's quite common to see people begging from the cars. So these devotees, they tend to carry some cookies or some prasadam, and they give to the, and so the beggars know, oh, these are Hare Krishna devotees, and they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they give them some prasadam. So they take and they eat it. So in this way, we give all our charity in the name of Krishna. When there's a flood in Mayapur, we give out charity to the flood-affected victims in the villages. We go and we distribute. So we do all this in the name of Krishna. Although some Hindus, Muslims, they all accept the charity. They know that it's coming from Krishna. So like this, we are trying to do this service in such a way that it's following this verse, that everything we do is an offering to Krishna. We're giving away charity in the name of Krishna. So this way the people will also appreciate Krishna. That Krishna, devotees, Krishna is very kind. So one time we were being attacked. We had been attacked, and I called all the village leaders to my airport, and so we had me. And then, well, did I get the sauce? They're saying, look at these people, they're Hare Krishna, they're tucked up, they never call us to their function. Now they need some help, they're calling us. But they never call us, they never write us, and one after another they have all the complaints. They don't treat us. We're not important to them. We're just local village leaders. But I thought, oh wow, what did I get into, you know? And then once you listen, after all, they're the devotees of Krishna. Krishna is our Lord. He's their Lord. So we should support them. And someone else said, look at, they're feeding the hungry villagers. And the whole thing in the turnaround, I was very relieved. And so they said, look at, they're helping us. So we should help them. So, because in India, like being in the country and village, without the support of the local villagers, we didn't realize it, but that's how we got attacked. It's because our enemies at that time, they knew that we were isolated. If they knew that we had support of the locals, they wouldn't touch us. But we had not cultivated a friendship with them. So after that, we went to a great extent to cultivate a friendship. But what Prabhupada had established was prasad distribution and such programs. And this is what ultimately saved us. This is what they appreciated. So I don't know here, you know, what the situation is like in America, but I mean that one person, he's at the place I do therapy, High Hopes, and his name is Steve. So he said when he was a teenager, he used to work down the block down the boulevard at one of the gas stations. And sometimes the devotees would pull up and they'd buy gas. And they'd give a cookie and give an invitation. They're friendly. So he always remembered that. And then he once asked about the Hare Krishna devotees. And they told him that all Hare Krishna are gone now. They've all converged to some other path. But then he saw me there and he said, no, I said, we're still there. Right? Are you still here? Haridol! Haridol! You're alive and we're kicking. So to speak. So, here we are. And the little bit that the devotees gave some a kindness, some sweet words, some invitation. He remembered that. He said, I was 17 then and 52 now. But I always remember. So, you don't know. Everyone you get to look to, everyone you talk to, everyone you get a shot, everyone you talk nicely to, that person will remember the Hare Krishnas are nice people. So, on this very sacred day of the end of Purushottam month, let's remember that we should be, all the one of you as a representative of Krishna, of Prabhupada. So try to be a good representative. Try to present Krishna to them in a way which is a very auspicious, very kind, and they will never forget. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question? Ananda Krishna Devi Dasi.
Guru Maharaj, this Sunday is just a regular one. This Sunday, the 16th, is a regular one, or is a special Ashitrita?
No, I don't know if this is a special. Akshaya Tritiya is a special day, whether this is a special Akshaya Tritiya, if there's such a thing, I don't know. Could be, but I don't know. But Akshaya Tritiya is the end of it, comes every year, and it's an auspicious day. Jai Gaunitai Ki. Jai Rukmini Dwarkadeshi Ki. Rukmini Dwarkanasi Ki. Jai Jagannath Vadesh Vajra Ki. Jai Swad Narsingadev Ki. Jai Rad Maharashtra Shakhi Hrinda Ki. Akshay Tritiya, whatever service you do, whatever charity you give, it lasts forever. So called Chirokal, at least after the end of this universe. So it's a good day to, if there's such a thing as a special Akshay Tritiya, I don't know if it's such a thing that an astrologer should say. You got some charity? You got some, you got a question there?
Hare Krishna. One devotee wants to know, how can we expand the movement in the U.S.?
How can we expand what?
The movement.
Well, I don't want to limit it. Anyway, you're able to. Some do by books. Real Prati Puru, he's just showing books. Some, they talk to make friends with their work colleagues. Some distribute prasad. Some do harinam. You know, each type of devotion reaches a certain audience. Like in Gainesville, they over decades they've been giving out prasadam. Now, the school authorities at the University of Florida said they had to charge. So they charge $3 or $4 for a flight. But that's also very cheap. And so the Americans like to pay a little something. And some of the people, they said, well, when I was a student at UF, I got prasad. So everything has its audience. The Apple, I know his CEO or what he is, or his physician, Steve Jobs. Apparently he was taking prasad at the Hare Krishna temple. So he gave a donation once. And he wrote a little note to, Microsoft? Bill Gates. And he gave also, apparently he also took prasad at the Hare Krishna temple. So now Bill Gates is one of the top five richest men in the world. And at that time he was struggling by. So I don't limit how we can reach out to people. I haven't focused so much on this. Maybe Hiranand Maharaj and others have, like meditated how to reach out to the people here in the States. Because my guru, Dr. Desh, I then mainly asked to teach in India and to the Indians. So that has been my main focus. I travel also, Prabhupada told me, travel out. So I preach to the Latin Americans and here to Americans, but it hasn't been my, in the past few years, hasn't been my focus. But we try to, try to be friendly to all the people and try to talk to them. But in general, you know, everything has some use. One thing is not to be a very fanatic, to be very open, and to be a very tolerant, and not to, be very restrictive in what a person can do. Anything they do for Krishna, encourage them. Fan the fire. And that will be encouraging. People in America, they're good-hearted people, but they don't know actually that they don't know a lot. There's so many things they don't know. So if they can give them knowledge, also that will be very helpful. Like here, Prabhupada didn't so much encourage me the big temples. This is maybe one of our biggest temples in North America. The New Dwarka community, but in general he encouraged book distribution, prasad distribution, so on. But any bigger party through, would you like to say something on this?
One short story. I was living in Prabhupada Village for a couple of years in North Carolina, and I was told this story by Ekanath Prabhu and Ranjit, the Sanskrit editor. They told me when they first moved out there, they had no money, and they didn't have a place. They didn't, you know, they didn't even have a premise for the archives. That's where they moved out there, because they wanted to reestablish the archives in North Carolina. So they thought, well, what do? We'll go to the bank and we'll ask for a loan. They didn't think they were going to get it because they didn't have any money, they didn't have any collateral, anything. So they went in there and they got an appointment to speak to the bank manager, and they told them what they wanted to do, and they presented their case, and they said, well, you know, what do you think? And he said, sure, I'll give you a loan. And they were shocked because they didn't expect to get it. And then they signed all the papers and everything, you know, it was all signed and sealed. And then this was for, I think, $80,000 or something like that. And then after the whole deal was done, just before they left, they couldn't help themselves. They said, you know, we can't help ourselves. We got to ask you, how come you gave us this loan? I mean, we came to you. We don't have any collateral. We're just like new here. We don't have anything, you know. And he said, well, when I was a starving student at FSU, at Florida State University, I used to go every day and get my lunch from the Hare Krishnas on the campus there. So I really, you know, I feel very indebted to you people because I was struggling. I had no money and I used to you feeding me every day. So this is my way of returning the favor. I know you guys are good for it. You'll pay it back. So I'm not, you know, I'm taking the chance and I'll loan it to you.
Hello. So I want to offer a little worship to the deities of the olden, and then I'll come back and I'll distribute the prasadam as charity. So you can have someone chant, and I would encourage anyone who wants to offer the puja to the deities. If you have any more questions, I'll entertain them later.